When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, see, that's the beauty of it. I can do that. You know, it's like yesterday when I was talking about when I said that Michael Jordan was in Victory Lane, and I'm like, you know, it's a black dude in Victory Lane in NASCAR. I mean, I mean,
that's not that bad though, right? But you can't be out here saying slurs.
That's not a slur. That's language, brother. That's you know, it took me a long time to become fluent in that. And that's what I remember, you know, when I was in like middle school, I was like really like,
I don't know what you're saying, so that's the problem.
No, I wouldn't say anything. I would just say
I'm joking. I speak so
okay. It was like I remember like when I was in middle school, I was very light complected. I mean, right now I look redder and darker at times from being out in the sun and being hungover from time to time. And it was like, I remember in middle school, because you know what the last name Rodriguez, I mean, it was like all of my Hispanic friends are like, you're not a Mexican. I'm like, well, does my dad need to come do a show and tell at class? Because far as I can tell, yeah. So I don't know. Crazy stuff, dude.
Yeah, welcome to Chaos Theory. We are already on this Athlete Wednesday hump day. We got a good friend of mine from Pick Sports Gear, Satish Katakula, coming on at the bottom of the show to help us out with Athlete of the Week and talk to us a little bit about demo days with Pick Sports Gear that's right around the corner here. Yeah. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And we want to welcome everybody in so far if we haven't done so already. What's up, everybody in the chat? We already see you. Make sure you're smashing that subscribe button if you hadn't done so already. Tell your friends and everybody like that. Oh, make sure you hit us up on our socials too. I'm at Not the Fake Wags on Twitter. Rodney's over there at the Rodney R. And then on the gram, it's the _ Rodney R. I'm there at the Wagner Wire. And if you are mobile at and about, make sure you are hitting us up on that Coda text line, 512-222-9328. That's 512-222-9328. All right. Yeah, we have already off and on a tangent here between the no wipes and the I'm not saying it. Yeah, you can say it next time. But anyways, man, yeah. Already in reading the comments, Jake. Yeah, dude. You called it. Dude, I thought it was going to be a sweep. I didn't think the Pacers would even come close. Yeah, looks like we got a series. Looks like we finally got a series, and we finally got a series with the 4-5 between the Mavs and the Clippers.
Yeah, too.
So the Mavs were able to right the ship. Good thing they found that out with Kawhi in the lineup too for the Clippers. But hey, we got to talk about we got to talk about some baseball here, huh? Longhorns, huh?
Big huh? A Tuesday win.
A series win, a three-game win streak
without David Pierce last night. Uh oh.
don't start that one. Don't start. We can't. Don't start that one.
Oh man, I'll tell you, man. It's just good. It's just good that it's a win. I mean, because those Tuesday wins. I mean, I've always said with those Tuesday series that you have in college baseball. I mean, that's where you go in and you work on things. And you know, the last Tuesday, that's where the fundamentals were just really horrible. You know, being hit by pitches and so forth and so on, losing to RGV. No offense to them. No offense to mi gente down there.
Just, I mean, hit batters.
Yeah.
Free passes, walks. Bad base running on our parts ourselves. It's just been bad baseball.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it. I thought it, Wags, when Sunday when Pierce was thrown out. I mean, I kind of thought that, okay, maybe that's something. Because it takes little things from time to time where you see
to galvanize like, the club.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of just kind of that shot in the ass, you know, like a hot shot when you're out in the yard with in the farm, and it's like maybe that's what happens to this football or to this baseball team.
It's not quite the level that Augie went on when he came in, and y'all just listen up because this is going to take 30 minutes, and then in 30 minutes y'all ain't going to remember any of this. But I got to live with this for the rest of my lives, and then you guys know the rest of that tangent. Sure. How can you do that? And
That is so it was so after that Tuesday game a week ago when they lost, I sat there, I pulled that sound. I had it loaded in here and I was like, there's no way we can play this. I mean, I know that we sit and we do whatever and drop some stuff, but Wags, I just sat there and listened to that over and over about five times.
To Augie's rant?
To Augie's rant.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I wanted to go like head on into an oak tree outside. I was that fired up.
He does, man. He it's there's certain people that get you like that, right? There's certain people that'll make you run through a goddamn brick wall. Oh, sorry to take the Lord's name in vain, but there's certain people that'll make you run through a brick wall.
Yeah.
There just is.
Yeah. Yeah. And when he's telling them, very much, and this was way back. I mean, this was several
years ago. Yeah. When I tell you to take it, you fucking take.
And just think about that.
You out hitting? Oh, yeah. It's
Wags. When he told them in 15 minutes, you won't fucking care. Yeah. I mean, now it's like in 2 minutes, you won't care. Oh, man.
That basically, that sadly enough, that's kind of how it is. I can't put my finger on that, too. Like, I don't know, because I still feel like there's passion and there's heart and there's loyalty with players in ball clubs. But when did it become such a need for instant gratification? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not that instant gratification hasn't always been there. It's just been, I feel like over the past 5 years, it's just been more prevalent. And I don't think it's because of NIL.
No, I really think it's more of, I mean, kids are different. I mean, kids are different than when you were a youngster and when I was a youngster. I mean,
kids are different from 10 years ago.
Absolutely. And that's why, I've got two daughters that are now in the workforce and that are grown adults and doing their own thing.
Are they the same age or are they
a year apart? They're 2 years apart. And it's like, you know, they're out in the real world. I have one that just took a flight to Florida to do some stuff. And I'm like, I'm scared shitless. You know, it's like, oh my God, this kid is out on her own. And it's
I also felt like you and I knew a lot more or were just more prepared. Not you, I'm talking about our generation. Like everybody that's watching this show probably feels the same way, is that our generation was just more prepared for the real world or you know, after, you know, grammar school or whatnot or college or whatnot. We were ready to take on the damn world a lot more than the generations now are. And that's also puzzling too, because you would think that they have more resources at their expense, right? They have more tech stuff that'll make them better, but maybe that's also, you know, a caveat and a setback.
Yeah, it's really weird because it seems like when I was a young kid,
I like this guy. Where are we going? I like this.
Dude, this is good. It was like when I was a kid, work ethic, desire, drive, all of that was very ingrained into me. And it was, you know, I would see whether it was my dad, my uncle, my grandparents, whoever it was that grandmother's.
Yeah, I was raised by my granddad.
Yeah, yeah, that they had that. And that was great. And that was great. But it's so weird because when you turn it tenfold and you look at it right now, what was missing at that time, and I think it's viably important, and I know people want to sit and say that mental health is not a real thing. But back in those days, you could not show any susceptibility to anything, dude. And it was like, I remember vividly a very important person in my life talking about a cousin of mine. And that cousin said, you know, I'm going through depression. And that person said to me, how can she be depressed? She doesn't look sad. I'm like, looking back, it's like, that's not what that meant, you know? So
it's scars. It's scars that are unseen and whatnot. You speak to that. I don't think I ever heard my grandfather complain, bitch or moan or any, like he just took it. Like this dude had a tracheotomy too. Like he had a hole in his throat and whatnot. Just never said how life was unfair or whatever. He was just like, yeah, I smoked. Yeah. That's why I got a hole in my throat. You know what I mean? Like he, you know, I'm happy to be, I had throat cancer. I'm happy to be alive. Yeah. He's, I don't know, man, just a pillar of, just great upbringing, my granddad, man. I miss that dude for sure.
And it's like, you know, I sit here from.
They don't make them like they used to, gents. No. And I'm evidence. I'm not. I'm no. If I'm a tenth, if I could be a tenth of my grandfather, man. That's a success.
I'm like, you know, my dad is the greatest man in the world, and I will never, ever be anything close to him. I'm a piece of shit compared to him.
So, hey, shout out for fathers today, right? You know what I mean? Like, and you know, double R, be nice to my friend Rodney. You're beating up my friend Rodney here. You know, be nice to my friend Rodney. but anyways, like, what we should, you know, the ultimate goal for our children, right, or for the next, you know, the offspring is to be better than us, right? Regardless of how good we are, you know what I mean? As long as that they're better than we are in the next generation and being better for their kids and having that same goal for them, hell, man, life's just going to get grand, right? Or you'd like to think that.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things where I go back and I think about it because, you know, I mean, let's be honest, when you're married, when you're in a committed relationship, you have kids, you've got bills to pay, whatever. One of the biggest things that always kind of seems to be something that the concern that can cause a lot of problem is the financial stuff, because it's like, OK, how are we going to do this? Yeah. And it's, you know, I remember back in the days, it's like sitting back and thinking, you know, cool things that I got to do. And it was never. I never looked at anyone in my family that had an integral part in raising me and thought that they looked concerned about anything when I'm sitting here, when I'm like, oh shit, okay, where's this money coming from this month? How are we going to do this? We got this tuition. We got to do this. And it's like, never. It's like stone faced back in the day, right? I'm sure your granddad, my dad, my grandparents,
I never even saw finances. I never even knew that finances existed. It was always just taken care of. They always did that stuff privately. My wife's the same way. My wife works on thankfully, my wife does the finances, right? She's a genius like that anyway. She's great with numbers. But to that point, my wife doesn't do finances in front of my son either. Which is kind of dumb, I think, too, because it's just like, hey, you might want to teach your kids how to, you know, balance a checkbook or whatnot, or know what the hell, you know, a mortgage payment is. But I mean, I'm under the, I subscribe to the mentality and the ideology to let them enjoy life. And then when it's time to teach them, you know, right now they should be starting to learn how to do, you know, mortgages and stuff like that, because they will be out on their own. But up until 15, let them play, man. Just let them go play, bro. Yeah.
You know, I think it's super important as they get older, once you become a sophomore or junior or whatever in high school, about to go into the world, whatever your path is going to be, that you do need to learn exactly what you're talking about right there. I mean, some financial responsibility, some of that stuff right there.
I still don't have financial responsibility, my guy. I still don't have financial.
And that's the problem. You know, teach that part. I mean, the history stuff and all this, you can go on the Google and you can learn whatever you want to learn about that, because the history stuff is all clouded up and everything right now. And I'll say it again. I'll leave this alone after this, because I know I've talked about it in the past. Kiddos, it's okay if you don't go to college. Go to a trade school. Go learn how to be a mechanic.
Dude,
go
100%.
Learn how to fucking do HVAC.
Bring your bill, Rodney. Go to a trade school.
When you were working for Tom, I remember we would do football games, and when you were doing stuff with Tom, when you were in between stuff, where you were telling me that was some of the best money that you made. It's really okay. Those folks that do those jobs, and those are frontline workers to me.
Yeah. Hey, when all the tech breaks down, people are going to have to fix the tech.
Dude, going out there and picking up all my beer cans out of my recycling thing every Monday, that is a job. That is a job, and you're paying your bills. And look, trade schools are huge. Trade schools are huge, and there needs to be a bigger emphasis on that. What is this, fucking KLBJ AM or what?
I don't know. Yeah, you turned it into something, man. But I'm all about it, dude. I'll give you one more thing, too, for being a contractor or whatnot. Being a master electrician, I think you make six figures as a master electrician, and all you got to do is just go and inspect the actual wiring and the finalized work done by the apprentice electricians that are logging hours.
Crazy.
Yeah, man, it's especially in Austin. I'm pretty sure here in Austin, if you're a master electrician, man, you can get yourself a nice little six-figure check. But you know what? Who righted the ship and got a check last night?
The Dallas Mavericks.
The Dallas Mavericks. Check in the box, Robbie. Check in the box. And again, we got about 5 minutes to go on this, and then we'll get back into this. But I want, you know, Tish is about to join us here in a few minutes, so I want to throw this in here real quick. 96-93. Dallas looked good last night. But a little bit of an injury, guys. How big are we worried about, center that just went down, my God, Name's eluding me.
I'm sorry, Wags. I was reading something.
Gafford. Sorry. Gafford. Yeah.
Oh, hurt last night. Yeah.
Gafford got hurt last night. But here's the thing, too, right? Like, I thought Gafford got busted up in game one. And I mean, he returned in game one, but it looked like he took a nice little shot and took a knock in game one. I thought it actually would keep him out of game two, but he was able to play through game one. And, you know, he got around with the shoot around for game two. And then 3 minutes into game two, looked like he re-injured it again. Yeah. So, I mean, that could play harms because he was such – I felt building up to this. And, again, I'm sure, you know, you guys that watch the Mavericks night in and night out like I do, I kind of saw this same thing too. I thought when Gafford came over, he was kind of the X factor for Dallas, or Dallas started to kind of figure it out, right? Like, they got the size that they needed in the paint. And they didn't have to use Maxi Kleba that they've been using, you know, as a five, which, I mean, I'm kind of shocked that Kleba is still on the roster, but he provides some key role player contributions. I just thought that maybe Maxi Kleba would kind of be, you know, exiting stage right or whatnot, but still Kleba was able to move from like the three to, or from the five over to the three to the four, and provide some solid minutes. But I mean, still there's a very talented roster for this Dallas Mavericks, but without, without your studs in the middle here, you're going to have to find the size that Kleba has to fit him back into the rotation for the paint now, man, which is kind of, I don't know. I'm hoping that everything's good for Dallas. I'm hoping.
Yeah, but I do like Jake is mentioning right there in the YouTube chat. And again, the Coda text line is off and flying, 222-9328. Feel free to check in right there. But I mean, I do like the fact there with Daniel Gafford that you've got some time off. I mean, you play again on Friday. So hopefully this is something where he'll get a little bit of time to kind of get some of those dings healed up just a little bit and be what they need right there. But I mean, with Luka and Kyrie doing what they're doing, and never a better example than last night, I mean, watching those dudes to pull Dallas back into the series, and it was a good rebound, pardon the whatever pun right there, but it was really good to see Dallas come back and play the game that they played last night after a very flat performance on Sunday. So we got a series here. Which I thought we would. This is going to be a great series.
And I hope, I hope Gafford is fine. Like, I hope he's okay. But yeah, I haven't seen any medical evaluation or any type of ruling or determination on Gafford yet. But it looked like he busted up his back pretty damn bad. I did see him on the sidelines though. It looked like he got banged up in game one too. He did come back in game one, but again, 3 minutes into game two, he was busted up. So he's a huge piece. And I see Jake in there in the comments too. Yeah, Jake, for you guys, I think he's a huge piece for y'all, man. So, and I do think he's kind of the X factor, man. Besides,
I agree
with you. Besides, like Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, I think he's a key piece. I think there's a key reason why you guys have been dominating, and that's part of it, just because he's been able to have that size inside. Allows you to expand the roster and get Kleber around too. So, but again, for the Mavericks, they looked good last night. Being able to take down, you know, the Clippers in LA. Now we got a series. You know that old adage to where, you know, it doesn't start until the away team wins. But hey, look, able
two
to
of them last night. Two of them last night went on the road. So
yeah, in Dallas too, right? So What are you referencing? The Knicks. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Road wins.
Thank you. How do you feel about the Sixers? Do you feel like that's a real win? That's a legit win for the Sixers there?
I don't know, man. So much of this, I think, is going to hinge on Joel Embiid. He's obviously playing hurt. I don't know, man. I really thought, you know, we talked about it yesterday where we thought that the 76ers sitting as a number seven in the East, where they were kind of just there and not really a true number seven. But at this point, I don't know, because you need Joel Embiid.
If they do what they did last night, they'll be fine. But again, you're going to need more players outside of Maxi and Joel Embiid. So
that's right. That's exactly the point. And I don't know if you can do that enough you got to win three. You got to win three more. I mean, to be able to do that. So I just don't know if they'll be able to do that. But hey, road wins. I mean, I got to tell you, after the weekend that we saw with some of these games, I was just really glad that last night we had some shit that looked legit. And, you know, with these guys kind of getting dinged up, you know, we addressed this yesterday, too, to where they're having to play a little bit of defense right now. So if there's some nagging stuff that may have been affecting some of these dudes with the aggressiveness a little more intense here in the playoffs, that shit's going to come to light.
No, I'm with you there. Going back to Dallas and going back to the Clippers here. With the supplement of Gafford, you know, you got your stud, you got your rookie there, Lively. I think Lively's still going to be a key integral piece for you guys or for the Dallas Mavericks inside the paint. He always continues to impress, man. He had himself a nice little steal in a one-on-one situation and was able to run the floor and find Luka and then ready to receive the pass back from Luka in a nice little fast break sequence there. So to me, I think Lively can do it all. You know, young big, again, they always let you know they're from Duke, man. You hate them, but they are that damn good. But yeah, Lively, I think Lively produces some key, not so much buckets. You know, he doesn't really have to fill the bucket up, but I mean, he gives you really good minutes. But I think the 1-2 combo between Gafford and Lively is a huge thing there. Hopefully, Lively can get more than 9 minutes. I did see that he came back, but yeah, man. You'd like to have him on full blow, that where he can be, you know, a stress factor and wearing down the opposition in their paint too. So again, yeah. I just think Gafford opens a lot for
it does. Talent. I mean, it really does. And you need that dude healthy. And I know that we got to talk to our guests, but I do want to get your thoughts on the Wolves. And I do want to get your thoughts on the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about Ant-Man. I mean, Ant-Man is sensational, dude. Phoenix is done. I wholeheartedly believe. I don't even care if it's going out into the desert.
I totally screwed the pooch on this one. I thought Phoenix would have more than this.
I said gentleman sweep. I said gentleman sweep. It could still possibly go, you know, to five games or go hell, maybe even to six games. But after what I've seen in the first two games,
dismantled has been Phoenix.
Yeah. I don't know how a home crowd gives you that much more, you know, energy or competition, because it just looks like the T-Wolves are running through this thing, man.
But again, we got
LeBron and doing his thing or throwing microphones, and Anthony Davis throwing microphones. They have a chance to right the ship against Denver. We shall see. But when you blow a 20-point lead, I don't think anything's blown as bad as a 20-point lead like the Lakers did.
Well, and the thing is,
yeah, and this is another thing too, Roddy, right here, what Jake brings up. Absolutely have no bench.
That's what I was going to say. No, I mean, besides Booker and Durant, I mean, when you have to go to the bench, it's like, okay, what do you do? I mean, again, it feels like Texas basketball, for crying out loud. Yeah. But anyway, got to have that. And the Wolves are the Wolves are rolling. So.
Wolves are rolling. All right, let's bring our guest on right now. He is my guy, dude. Again, don't throw too much stuff at him. He is a New York sports fan, but he's Texas orange blood through and through. He is a graduate of University of Texas as well, and a Round Rock dude. A dragon, Rodney. We got a dragon here. He is Satish Katakula, man, from
down Tick the road,
sports,
man.
TIX Sports Gear. What's up, Satish? How you doing today, brother?
Good, man. I was kind of late. I was listening to you guys talk NBA. Playoffs have been great, right? So it's been interesting. This is the best time of the year for sports.
So who are you invested in? Are you a Knicks guy or are you?
I'm a Knicks guy.
Okay, so you got the Villanova professionals out there, man, between Josh Hart, Brunson, and DiVincenzo there. Hey, Thibodeau's got it working for you guys, man. Thibodeau's got it working. You know, add that with Julius Randle, and you guys got something cooking.
We do. And I know this sounds crazy, but I think we're actually better without
Julius. Jesus, here we go. Now, look, you're going to lose all your credibility right now, man. Again, remember, so Sal and Gotham's a New York fan too. So you guys are going to hit it off, you know, right away, man. But anyways, yeah, it's a good time to be a New York fan. That's for sure. You got the blue jersey or you got the blue shirts, you know, carving it up on the ice against the Capitals, against the Crapitals rather. and then, you know, you got the Yankees, the Pinstripes doing what they do, trying to keep in contention with Baltimore there for a battle in the East. And yeah, man, your Knicks are smoking hot right now.
So were you concerned about Philadelphia? Because I know a couple of weeks ago I'm like, yeah, Philadelphia, man, that's a sleeper right there. You got to watch these dudes.
I did too, Satish. I thought Philly was a disguised seven. I did not think they were an actual seven, man.
I thought the Bucks purposely tanked towards the end to avoid Philly, and the Knicks just play hard. And to me, it's like you just play, and then Embiid's been the huge question mark. Right.
Right.
Okay. If the Knicks can figure a way to just stop the two top guys, him and Maxwell, then they have a chance. They have a shot. And I think if they get through Philadelphia, they can get to the conference finals at least. But this series is just about to get interesting tomorrow.
But you're right. It's a really good path. It is a really good path. I mean, if they can get past this. Tomorrow the shit hits the fan tomorrow. I promise.
So hey, let me ask you a legit question. All right, sure. A legit question. Do you really think that you guys have it in you to beat Boston? Like, yeah. I know. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why.
All right, let me hear.
So Boston, they're hot, but they kind of, you know, sometimes they just go in these lulls where they just jack up threes and just get very complacent.
You're right.
If you do that against a team like the Knicks, and hopefully at that point we've gone through two rounds, gone through the kinks, you can't do that against a team that's hungry. And Porzingis versus former Knicks, that storyline, that'd be very interesting. So I think it'd be we could grind it out. Historically, New York in any sport has done good against Boston teams. I think it potentially could go seven, but we have a shot. If we can get to that conference finals, knock on wood, because at that point we won a couple series, we figured out the rotation. Hopefully everyone's healthy at that point. But yeah, I think we have a shot.
Satish, that's the first time I think you've actually ever made sense in your life.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think a lot of it is too with Boston. I mean, yeah, they're good, but I mean, a lot of times, I mean, they're able to half step through shit like you're talking about. I mean, you talk about lulls, but I think a lot of that is that they can just kind of dial it back a little bit. I mean, because they're not tested, and when you get a hungry group that comes in.
They're constantly on them, Rodney. You know what I mean? Like the Knicks are they don't let up. There's a constant grind, and it's that Thibodeau defense, man. The tenacity of Thibodeau, bro.
Yep, that's right.
All right, Satish. Well, we got some. We'll get back into some sports a little bit here. But we got to talk about, you know, one of the main reasons why we have you on the show, man. And it's not to look at your beautiful face; it's to talk about the cap that's on your head right now, man. Pick Sports Gear. Crafted right here in our Fairburg, known for their innovation, love, and passion. Let's talk a little bit about it. Hey, we also got demo days coming up too, man. Let's talk about demo days and where we can go to where you can have me fall on your ass.
Yeah, no, excited. To give everyone background, Picks is about high-end luxury pickleball gear. As Wags was able to participate a couple weeks ago at Bolden Acres, and he did a great job. I think that video might still be trending besides the Knicks game winner. But, you know,
look at that life. Dropping it. Teardrop. Oh, Tina, what do you got? Oh.
That's so awesome. And so we have high-end paddles. We got hats, backpacks. But the general premise is also we built a women's high-end apparel line, which is coming out this summer. And then we'll get into more of the men's. Women typically like to want to dress up, look good while they play. And so that's kind of where our strength will be moving forward. But in that process, you know, just being as a sports fan and watching people play pickleball, there's not really good paddles that I've seen. You know, obviously you could pick at a decent price point. The high-end ones cost $250 to $300 for just a paddle. I mean, that's too much. So we built and it got USA pickleball approved. There it is, Wags, right there. We built this paddle right here, which is retail $129. You can, you know, it helps whether you're righty or lefty, easy to use, light. You can do your spins. And so we're doing a lot of these demo days to kind of just have people try it out, these paddles. We have rec paddle as well as the one Adam's trying to look at you. You look like Agassi right there.
Image is everything.
I'm gonna hit his nuts here in a minute. You better watch out spinning that thing around like that.
I know.
And it's crafted to perfection. Let me tell you guys too, like for all you old geezers out there like me that had geriatrics too, or maybe you've been carrying a rifle around or like a, you know, a multi-tool around or, you know, a power drill. You know how you kind of feel like that arthritis, or at least I do. I feel a little bit of arthritis in my hands about, maybe 15 to a half hour or 30 minutes into holding something. Not with this grip, not with this ergonomic benefited shaped paddle that we have here. 13 millimeters, Satish. 13 millimeters. It's the best thing I've purchased in the past month. And let me tell you something. It's the only reason why I dropped that teardrop on Tina. You're going down, Tina.
So, Satish, talk about, so it's like when you see different stuff. I mean, I know for a lot of folks, it's disc golf. And I got that right. I said that right this time.
You did.
But just kind of talk about the evolution and how we've watched pickleball turn into just such a craze. I mean, the other day I saw it on ESPN2. They were having a pickleball tournament. Just kind of talk about how cool it's been to watch that thing grow into what it's done and like affording you the opportunity to do what you're doing.
No, you know, if tennis and ping pong had a baby, it would be pickleball.
Yep.
And part of why pickleball has grown, it's been fastest growing sport for the last 4 years. But COVID really changed, you know, what am I going to do outside? And it's hard, you know, to build a tennis court and play it.
Right, right.
The court's a lot smaller and it's a lot more accessible. So cost is a lot. It's easier to find a pickleball court anywhere. And that's the big challenge here in Austin is actually finding time because it's always booked up. But
go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I think why it's growing so much is any demographic, any age can play it, whether it's a young kid to a person that used to play tennis, but they have too many injuries. Right. So and when you're kind of getting towards the end of that 40 to 50 year old spectrum and it's fun. Right. You can have the leisure. You can have a drink and you can eat hot dog while you're hitting the ball.
You can be out there with a beer.
You can be out there,
with a beer. Exactly. Matter of fact, I think that is a handicap and a rule. Like if you're good enough, you have to have a beer in your hand while you're hitting the ball.
Exactly, and so that's why it's so much fun. It's and part of it also is pickleball has done a good job of incorporating being in places where there's a restaurant, bar, outdoors. Yep. So you bring the whole family, so everyone can kind of do their own thing, and it just becomes kind of an experience. And that's why we're seeing such a huge thing all over the country. But here in Austin, how many places, all the places we've been doing demo days, it's the same type of thing. Whether we had it at Bolden Acres, and this upcoming week, we're having it at the Fieldhouse at Crossover this Friday.
Nice.
4 to 8.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice. Yeah, you're going to let me, can I have my rematch against Tina?
You can have your rematch. And then here's what I propose. Anyone that comes out, they hit 3 game winners against Wags, 20% off our merchandise.
You're gonna put me in 3 matches?
I'm not even matches, just 3 hits. That's how confident I am.
Did you say so? Friday 4 to 8.
Wait, up hold on. You're putting that confidence in me?
No, on everyone else. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get 3, you know, you do 3 volleys, and if you get 3 game winners against Wags, 20% off on our merch for you.
Nice. Boom. Nice. And let me tell you something. It's you're not going to sell yourself short when you come out there and see the scenery and the sights and sounds. Satish sold it family friendly too. But if you're like a bachelor, and again, we've been talking about women's apparel or whatnot. But if you're like a bachelor and you're trying to look, you know, the gym scene isn't working for you. You're not picking, you know, you're struggling with picking up, you know, a date or whatnot. Go to some of these pickleball places, man. I mean, I'm not doing this tongue in cheek. Some of the best looking women that I've seen in Austin were out there at the demo day. I mean, they weren't out there just for the demo days, but they were out there to play pickleball. You know what I mean? And Satish, he ain't selling it short, man. They're you know, some of the best looking people in Austin are out there playing, and all demographics are playing. It's not just the geriatrics like my ass out there. It's, you know, the youth, the younger crowd is out there. The College kids, it's a craze in college now because people weren't allowed to go outside without being in their little cordoned off little sections, man. We all lost our minds for a reason. And now that everybody's got it back, we're all playing a little bit of sports. And this is the greatest thing that happens sometimes out of craziness, right? Beautiful sports get invented. Well, I wouldn't say it got invented during COVID, but it definitely got a lot of steam, like you mentioned, during COVID, man. And yeah, pickleball is fun for me. I don't have to run my ass all over the tennis court. My wife was big into tennis. She grew up playing tennis, and she's tried to convert me into a tennis player. It's just the fact that Agassi can't hold nothing on me, man. That's the thing. So get me on the court and I'm trouble. Last week dropped the 40 love triple double. You know what I mean?
Well, and I got to think, because what I can equate this to is a few weeks back, I had to go clean the garage and I found my golf clubs. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to a driving range. I'm going to whatever. Because, I ain't worth the shit at golf. I mean, I'm horrible. I've never been any good. I'll play in
double RB. Nice to my friend Rodney.
No, I'm sorry. It's like I'll play in a tournament if it's a business thing or whatever, but I'm just no good at that. And I saw the golf clubs and then we started talking about pickleball here. And I'm like, I'm going to go do that. That sounds like a hell of a lot more fun than just trying to do all this stuff at a driving range. You said Friday. Did you say Friday 4 to 8 up here in Cedar Park?
Yep.
Bring Tracy. Me and Katie versus you and Tracy.
Dude, I'm doing that. That will be a blast. That will be a blast.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
You said pretty girls, and I'm going solo. I'm just kidding.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, man. So what else? I mean, what else is on the rise? Of course, you guys, one hell of success that's been in this past couple of months for Pick Sports Gear. What else you guys got coming on the horizon?
We have also, so after Friday, we have another one the following Friday at the Pitch. Have you guys been to the Pitch by Palmer?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good setup.
Yeah, basically, you guys got a tour going on.
We do. And then from there, we're still working out. We'll probably do another one back at Bolden and then Austin Pickle Ranch. In fact, Austin Pickle Ranch is building the largest indoor pickleball facility in Austin, which is going live next month. So we'll be there as well. But the next two crossover this Friday and then the following Friday at the Pitch. The Pitch, that time is going to be probably like from 4 to 8, 4 to 8:30 on Friday.
And I'm telling you guys now, Satish was mentioning like the food and all the family environments that go with this. You guys that are watching the show that are into the food truck scene and whatnot, or hell, if you're looking to get permits for food trucks, maybe a good avenue of approach or a really good venue or a spot to be for localization and trying to get a mass influx of crowd surface or whatnot is at these pickleball events. Hell, we were there for what? At least I was only there for at least 4 hours. I know you guys were out there for about, 6 or 7 or whatnot. And the mass crowd, there wasn't really a lull in the influx of capacity there, man. A lot of patrons coming in there. It's always busy, always, or at least it was down at Bolden. I haven't been to the Pitch too many times, but yeah, man, dude, there's a tremendous scene for the food truck scene too. So why don't you guys get out there, test the food, come on out. And like Satish was saying, if you get 3 points on me, 20% off on the apparel. I doubt it happens, but hey, man, put me on my ass. Let's see what it, you never know, man. There's always a surprise every day. You never know.
We never know, but we need to put this into DraftKings. Maybe we can get some traction.
Maybe. Hey, I am speaking of athlete, it's athlete of the week, right? Instead of falling on my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you were such a good sport about it. Like we took the video and we posted it within 10 seconds, of course, but you're good about it.
Yeah, I popped right back up, dude. I'm an athlete.
You are.
If Rodney pulls up the video here, he'll show you. Let's have Rodney do the playback while I look for our athlete of the week real quick.
Here it is. There he goes. But you were like outside the line. So what? Wouldn't that have been like a dead point? Not a dead point, but
I actually scored the point.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He scored the point, but he was in the kitchen, and you're not allowed to be in the kitchen, Wags.
Well, explain what's in the kitchen to them, because I know, but you see up front. I was outside of the kitchen when I hit it.
Now, what's a kitchen?
So the kitchen is, if we go back, is that section past that middle line that you're not allowed to hit the ball. So the purpose of that is to not be able to do crazy overhand smashes all the time just play on the net.
Okay. See, I like that because I tried tennis at one point.
Yeah.
And I tried playing tennis with people that actually were really good at tennis. And they would hit that thing and it come blazing at me and I like get out of the damn way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want any part of that. So Satish, at these demo days that you're talking about, because I'm very heavily into the indoor cycling stuff around these parts. Mm-hmm. So I know our demo days, what we do is we pretty much just open it up, come ride, come see what it's all about and just check everything out. Is that what what folks expect when they come out, you know, to the crossover on Friday? Is it just try it out, just feel the vibe and see what it's all about? Is that what happens at the demo day?
Exactly. Come out, try our paddles. Sometimes, a lot of times lately, it's weird. The courts are sometimes available. Go, mm-hmm. go, you know, do some volleys against me or Wags. I'll be nicer. You know, try to get a good rally going.
I'm playing for point. I'm playing to take your money.
Yeah, he's playing to take money. I'm playing for the experience. You know, get some good rallies going, and just make sure that people get a good idea on how the paddle feels, because every paddle is different for everyone, right? And so we have three or four different versions of our paddle. We also have the hats. You know, the hats people love our hats because when you sweat a lot, it
absorbs airflow,
right? So. And it's kind of like our hats are kind of like the aloe hats. You know, you see Jimmy Butler wear. It's the same type of deal. But to answer your question, you know, just try out our gear, have a good time. We'll have you know, obviously Friday night, so there'll be some good sports on as well. And you know, just hang out and have some drinks, get some good. There's always food trucks. Good experience. The weather's not going to be too hot, and it'll be a fun leisure. Transition into the weekend.
Good way to end the week. Yeah, it seems like. So is there, before we get to Ask the Lead of the Week, the important
there's
stuff?
I failed us.
Oh, it's okay. Online site for folks to find merchandise, because that's the biggest thing to send them to that.
Absolutely. So it's picksportsgear.com.
That's PIXsportsgear.com.
Exactly.
You instructed me to say.
Exactly. And then the discount, there is a Radio 10 discount code. If you use Radio 10, you get 10% off of all of the merchandise. And you know what? We'd love for you to come by, check us out. If you have any questions, feel free to go on our site, either contact me or you can go directly and DM Wags here, who knows everything about pickleball now that he has a paddle.
It's all he's got in the hips.
Where's your hat, by the way? Why are you not wearing a hat? I mean, come on, man.
Why am I going bald?
You're not, but you know, you rep the hat.
Oh, God. God, it's the slow-mo. It's the slow, the feet.
He knows everything about it, man.
The feet go up and I just give up at life. You just see me. Just give up at life, man.
I'm taking my fat ass there Friday, so I'm sure that there'll be a new video coming up at some point.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually, that's going to be my number one agenda out there, is to make you look like an asshole, Rodney. You know what happens? You know why that happens? It's because you leave it all on the court.
You do.
Leave it all on the court, man. Passion, baby. All right, hey, before you get out of here, you want to talk a little hockey?
Sure.
How you feeling about your Rangers against the Caps? You think the Rangers actually can make a run at this thing, keep their legs fresh, and win this thing in four games, and then sweep the Caps, and then move on, and hopefully, you know, take on a beaten and battered up, you know, East squad that comes out of there, so that they can rest their legs, because they're probably gonna have to see the Hurricanes. I'm assuming, you know.
That's the collision course. But I'm just glad that we came out of this first two games with two wins. You know, no rust.
No injuries.
No injuries. NHL is tough. I mean, we had the best record, but how many times is the best team in NHL? Yeah,
President's Trophy.
President's Cup doesn't mean shit.
It doesn't mean anything, right? So I think if we can get out in four or five games, first round, that's good. And then just keep the guys fresh. But I'm excited. I mean, this is the first time since 94 that both the Rangers and Knicks, 1994.
It's good to be a New York fan. It's good to be a Dallas fan, too. You got the Mavericks. You got the Stars in there, man. You got the Texas Rangers playing good baseball. If you're a Houston fan, it's kind of, you know, hey, at least you got the Texans.
Got new uniforms. Yeah.
He got new uniforms
from Texas. Yeah.
Satish, are you a Jets or a Giants guy?
He's a Giants guy, baby.
Giants.
That's the only good thing about Satish besides pick sports gear is that he's a Giants fan.
So are you boys going to pick a quarterback tomorrow? Because that's what I keep hearing. It's like the Giants are going to try to move up. They've got Drake May. They're all honed in on that, and that could be their guy. But what do you do with the other guy?
What would you do here, Satish? Because we're going to do exactly opposite of what we...
Here's what I think we do. I think we get a wide receiver with that first pick, and then we get a value quarterback in the second round.
You don't want Joe Alt. You don't want Joe Alt number one or with our first pick.
No.
Why not? I mean, Satish, we need a line. I mean, I agree with you. We need a wide receiver, but we need a line.
But we need a lot.
The Giants.
Get a wide receiver. Let's see how Jones does. He's on a short leash. Right, he's got four games.
Shouldn't have a leash,
but that contract—that's the problem.
No, I know. You can't get rid of it.
You can't do that. So I think if there's going to be a quarterback that drops in the second round, and I think the Giants, if that quarterback is available, will make a trade to get even earlier in the second round and try to get a value pick.
Who's your favorite quarterback in the draft?
I gotta go with Caleb.
Yeah,
I think so. He's really good. The Bears are going to be pretty dangerous. They built a really good system. They got weapons. He doesn't have too much.
Yeah, right? they and Atlanta have done a really good job of building around the quarterback. And with Kirk Cousins, you know, now get it, Kirk Cousins is what he is. I saw that he threw a first pitch out the other day at I don't know what game, and they're like, he still can't win in primetime because that team lost. But it's like, Bears and the Falcons have done a really good job with that. A really good job with that.
Who's your pick to get through? And before we get you out of here, I don't know when the next time. Hopefully, I'd love to have you on in a couple of weeks to talk about the success of pick sports and whatnot, and to see if your futures picks actually come to fruition. But who's your picks for to finish out with Lord Stanley's Cup and also with the NBA Finals? Who do you got going?
Man, all right, NBA Finals.
The Knicks.
It's gonna be Nuggets.
Okay.
Nuggets Knicks. That's right. Nuggets Knicks. In fact, I put a bet that the Knicks were going to get it to the
final. And he just lost all credibility in one sentence.
You never know. Stanley Cup.
I'm with you. I'm with you, man. Because I like the analysis that you gave about how the Celtics go in lulls, and sometimes they go on stretches without scoring too. So.
And if there's a major injury, I hate when there are major injuries, but that you need luck in the playoffs. You really do.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Giannis is out, and the Pacers are probably going to win that series. Even if Giannis was there, it at least get closer. It could be a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
But NHL, Rangers, I think, versus Vegas.
How about that?
Yeah.
Vegas shocks them.
Yeah.
Vegas has looked good against Dallas, but I don't know. Dallas has a chance. Dallas needs to right the ship, man.
They need to bounce back tonight. Yeah, yeah. You got to see something there. That was a kick right in the nads, what they got the other night. And it happened fast, real fast.
I can't say that I'm shocked with the Vegas Knights just because of how the type of style that they play. They just grind you down. They hit. They're physical.
They get it done in the postseason.
Yeah, they do. And again, they're the reigning champions. It's hard to count them out. For a reason, but if Dallas's top six can play like they usually play, man, they're pretty fantastic. We'll see. And of course, the Hiskanen is fantastic too. So, but Vegas just blocks shots. Like pucks don't get to the net. That's the thing about Vegas, man. They just always seem to absorb every shot that comes, or it feels like they absorb every shot before it even gets to the net. And they're great at cleaning up trash too. So, all right. Who wins the Stanley Cup?
Rangers, baby. Rangers.
I swear. All right, look, I swear Pick Sports Gear is a good product. I swear it is. Don't let Satish's sports picks set you off or whatnot. No, but I mean, look, it's a good year to be a New York fan. That's for sure. It's a good year to be a New York fan, man. Hopefully your Stankies don't do anything to the birds. That's for sure. Hey man, we got to get you out of here. Thank you so much for your time today, brother. I really appreciate it, man. I'll see you out there at demo day. And I appreciate Friday. Everything that you're doing for the you know, for the viewers here at Texas Sports Unfiltered, man, you know, get them out the demo days and let's have some interactions with the fan base there. And hey, like you said, three hits, baby. It only takes three hits. If you can get three hits on the one and only, on the athlete of the year, my guy. Yeah, we'll give you 20% off on apparel, Satish says.
Get the light fired up here for you, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. See you
all. Where can people go to talk shit to you on social media?
Instagram, at picksportsgear.com.
No, that's your company. Where can they go to talk to you about your bad picks?
Oh, at Satish Codes.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks. All right, brother. Hey, man, nothing but the best, dude. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Later, man. See you Friday.
Later.
There he goes, man. Satish Catacula. Hey, dude, again, man, one of the funniest dudes I've ever met in my life. A Longhorn graduate, a Round Rock local here, the Dragon himself, you know, graduated, you know, as a
good
Dragon
man. Back in good the day. Man.
Yeah, good man. Absolute good dude. And you guys want to do local businesses a solid, check out Pick Sports Gear. That's PIXSportsGear.com, man. Also, got to tell you about our friends, Audiovisual Consultations. We'd be remiss to not tell you about them. You see the setup and the scenery behind me, two TVs, two arcade machines. Satish has had, you know, Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations out to his house before, too. Tom's everywhere, man. And he could be at your house, too, with a simple call, 512-255-8678. That's AV Sports. That's AVConsultations.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, guys, some of the we partner ourselves with some of the best people in Austin, and rightfully so, right? And there's a reason why we also like to partner ourselves with you and this fan base, man. You guys are great, and you know, everybody helping, you know, everybody is kind of what makes the magic continue to go around here.
That's right. All about local. And since 1909, the Covert family has been doing that for lots and lots of folks. Covert Bee Cave, covertbeecave.com. Check out their daily specials at that website. How about a quick word from Dan and Hayden?
Hi, I'm Dan Covert with my wife Hayden. Welcome to Covert Bee Cave.
Our newest location in the gorgeous Hill Country includes Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and hundreds of pre-owned and certified vehicles for you to choose from. We have three service departments that are ready to take care of your car, truck, or SUV with 86 service bays to accommodate any repair and get you in and out quickly. Come visit us today to select the vehicle you've been dreaming about.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Oh, hell. Who pissed you off? There it is. Are you taking that to demo days?
Yes. Anybody that scores on me, you're going to catch a sword upon thy back.
Take that to demo days. Hey, friends, you want to get rewarded for listening to Texas Sports Unfiltered? Our friends at Autograph, co-founded by the Congressman Tom Brady, are redefining the fan experience by letting users earn points for their acts of fandom, like listening to us and watching us each and every day, whether you're here on YouTube or on the free Texas Sports Unfiltered app. The Autograph app gives you access to your favorite Longhorn content in one place and offers you exclusive rewards like tickets, merchandise, all kinds of cool stuff. You're listening to TSU, you might as well get rewarded for it. Head over to your app store right now and download it for free, F-R-E-E. Free Autograph, just like it sounds, just like the song, just like the band, just like whatever, just like me swinging this Sharpie thing around like Wag's sword. Download it today and use that referral code TSU and start earning rewards today. It is Autograph.
Yeah, we got some pretty wild. I don't know how many people have been watching hockey over the, you know, the first round or whatnot. I don't know how many Islanders fans we have. Thank God Satish isn't an Islander. But did you see how, you know, they dropped two goals? They dropped the lead in 9 seconds, two goals in 9 seconds. Yeah, there's a whole, I mean, it's been madness. It's been absolute madness in the playoffs, man. And of course, you know, half that madness was game one against the Vegas Knights. If you're a Dallas,
yeah, I think that tonight, and then with the Kings and the Oilers, I mean, I think we get good hockey tonight. I think the Dallas Las Vegas game, I think is going to be some good shit tonight, dude.
They're just so good
down and dirty tonight.
About with blocking shots, they're just so good at that, man.
Yeah. It's imperative, I think, that Dallas wins tonight. You got to even this thing up. You got to even this thing up. We'll see how it all shakes out. Like we said, Dallas off to a shaky start right there. They put themselves in that 2-0 hole at the beginning of the contest, and then trying to come back from that with the way that Las Vegas plays. Proof is in the pudding. Now you're down 1-0.
Yeah. How about Boston and Toronto? Toronto was able to sneak in there and steal one. I say steal. Yeah, they kind of did. Austin Matthews with some late game heroics there in game one, able to in game two, rather, able to, you know, to get the Leafs one for the series. I know we got some Bruins fans in, you know, that watch the show or in the chat or whatnot. How worried? I don't think Bruins fans should.
I don't think so.
Should be worried. I still think you got, you know, two of the best pair of netminders in the East, maybe in the NHL, you know, in its entirety. You got some playoff pasta the other night. You know, Pasternak finally got his first goal of the playoffs. You know, you thought maybe he'd get one in game one, but being able to pot one in game two, maybe that starts to send the hot streak there for your, you know, for your guys, for your beans from Boston there. I don't think that Boston's going to struggle too much with Toronto. I actually had this as a 5-game gentleman sweep. I don't know. I wouldn't go as far as saying, I just saw the comment. I wouldn't go as far as saying that you guys felt bad and wanted to have Toronto get one there. But yeah, man.
Well, I'm curious to see tonight.
Toronto can score.
Yeah, they can. But I think something else to watch tonight, kind of back over the NBA. I mean, you got the Pelicans and Thunder tonight. I mean, that was the one good game of the weekend. I think that's going to be some good late night stuff to be watching as well, to see what we get out of that one. Obviously,
you didn't even give the Oilers and Kings any steam, man. That's just
I mentioned them.
It was over when the damn bracket was
when the bracket was released. But that's a good thing, because you've got this good NBA playoff game that's going to be kind of simultaneously running along with that one, so you can flip over and watch that. So it's a dude, the stuff doesn't let up like we always talk about. It's like when people are like
at Cream the end drives of the to the top, baby. Cream always rises to the top.
Sports is horrible. Well, there's no football, but we got every damn thing else. You got baseball. I mean, everything. Golf.
I actually had to go back and watch the Orioles loss last night. I didn't watch it live. I had some stuff to do at work, so I had it recorded. And also, you know, when playoff hockey and playoff basketball is on, it's kind of hard for me to sit there and give my full attention to regular season baseball, right? But Orioles got shellacked, man. The Halos able to put a crooked number up, you know, 5-0. Up against the Birds. Hopefully they can right the ship there with the Yankees breathing down the neck. I just got to talking about it, man. Really, it is really good to be a New York sports fan again. All of a sudden, just you maybe go through a 6-month dry spell to where you don't have good sports, and then boom, back to, you know, either one of your teams, one of your ball clubs doing good. And people bringing up, you know, speaking of New York, you know, New York sports, with the draft looming, you know, tomorrow. I saw some people, you know, ask questions, you know, do the Giants draft or trade up to get Drake May? I don't think that's the move. I think the Giants stay put and stay where they're at. If anything, maybe they trade back and acquire some more draft lottery, right? You got a chance to take Alt, but you also have a chance to take either Neighbors or your choice at Adonze. I would go with Adonze just because of the size that he gives you. He's over 6. I think he's 6'2", as a matter of fact. Gives you good length as well. And of course, you saw what he was able to do firsthand if you were a Texas Longhorn fan in the Sugar Bowl.
I think we can really break down into it tomorrow, you know, because we'll be on the clock, you know, for the draft. But I'm really
Are we going anywhere tomorrow? We doing anything? We doing any live events? I guess we would probably know by now.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't want to be the one to ask, but I was kind of curious if we weren't going to do some kind of draft special. I'd even thought, you know, like where you can do the watch along and all that. But I know a lot of times there's delays with whatever.
I don't know, and some people are reading the chat sometimes that we're 4 minutes, some people are getting us 4 minutes behind our live programming. So
yeah Yeah.
I don't know how that would work, especially if we were trying to do a contest where we would, you know, draft, you know, guess the draft picks or something like that.
Yeah. 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 I was hoping that we were going to get to do something like that, because this is going to be a really cool first round, because I think there's going to be some moves. You know, everybody's projecting all the different things. We can talk about the Giants doing whatever and who's going to. I think that there's going to be somebody that shakes something up that we think that maybe is not going to be in that quarterback market that is actually going
to
make
it. There's going to be a trade. Somebody's going to trade to come up. Somebody's usually always does, right?
Yeah. So somebody's going to do something. And, you know, once you get past the Caleb thing, it's going to get pretty interesting how it all stacks up right there. Because like you talked about, the tackle draft is going to be good. The wide receiver draft is going to be good. And just think about this. I mean, the first running back projected to go is Jonathan Brooks at 56 to Dallas.
It's absolutely crazy. But I mean, that is the trend. That is the trend of the NFL now, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I can't really say that because Bijan was top 10, so.
Well, and I guarantee you, with what Dallas has been doing, and to hear Jerry Jones yesterday, I'm like, dude, shut up, stop, quit talking.
I didn't hear Jerry Jones.
My God, this dude's just rambling on about how it's been a great offseason with what they've done in free agency and banking on these young guys that are going to do all these different things. And he called himself a quarterback.
What, he's quarterbacking the T's, quarterbacking the front office?
Yeah, he's quarterbacking. He's an option quarterback is what he said. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. And you know,
I'm with Rob here. TSU draft party.
Yeah.
TSU draft party. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, great things come to existence here on Chaos Theory. We take the chaos and we blend it into greatness here. That's what happens.
That's right.
We engineer and conjure greatness and great ideas. As greatness joins the screen right here. What's up, Jeff? What's up, Jordan?
Man, that's kind of my deal, Wags. I'm an idea guy, but all idea guys, we need a realist to rein it in.
That risk assessment to pull us back down. That's why
my wife and I work so well together. You know, I like my team at home 24/7. You know,
I told
my guy Hank South, I'm like, Hank, I got all these ideas for a draft, and Hank's like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. All right, so I've got
the best ideas, but no money or resources. So it's like,
take my scatterbrained vision for what I'm talking about, and let's just.
Yeah, I'm with Jeff there. Katie's the same type of anchor for me. She I'm up here and she just levels me out. So what's up guys, what do you guys got on the dock today?
Special day today, so we had to rearrange some things. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, will be on talking draft at the bottom of the hour, so in about 20 minutes we got Nick Harris. We talked draft. Since Nick was part of the Horns 24/7 family, we're talking Texas. And since Nick was on a national recruiting beat, we'll be talking some guys that he's covered over the years that are in this draft. So
big pool.
I'm gonna listen.
Good times.
Absolutely. Right on, my guys. Well, we'll look forward to that, man. You guys have a great show and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Hump day.
See you all tomorrow.
See you, boys.